Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Bor Levav Iyar, celebration of Yom Ha'atzmaut Tashrein Aleph. National Mango Day. Baruch Hashem, people don't realize there's no Zionists left. It has ceased to be a controversial day. The only people left that are Zionists are the frum people. So we're on top of the heap. No one left here but us frumma. No other Zionists. They're only frum people. So you're fighting yourself now. If you're anti-Zionist, you're against frum people. The government is anti-Zionist. Okay. But we're celebrating. No, we don't say Hallel. That's a big mistake. Because you don't say Hallel in the middle of a process. That's a din. I don't understand how any Talmud Chacham could say Hallel. Certainly not with a bracha. If Yosha Beer didn't say Hallel, well known. No Hallel. We're in the middle of the process. You know, we hope. We're in Mashiach Ben Yosef. That's how the grow. You know, we're in Mashiach Ben Yosef mode. That the land's being built up physically. The economy, one of the strongest economies in the world. We're laughing. Okay, Iker V'Tofel. The Jews, I would have given off tomorrow because it's a pain in the neck to go downstairs, upstairs, downstairs. But it's a big marasayan if you give off tomorrow. My hands were tied. Marasayan. There's what to celebrate. It's just a lot of garbage mixed in with it. So we finished Nun Gimel. Sorry. Yes, I'm sorry. We even learned Mishnah Brura on Nun Gimel. Oh, maybe you're right. No, we learned that one. We didn't learn, but I don't want to learn it. We'll go to Nun Dalet. Iker v'Tofel. Amochel shnei dvarim, we're eating two things. Amochel v'shoisa. V'echad iker etzlo. One is your main purpose, that's what you want to eat. V'asheni hu tofel lo. What does it mean, tofel? It doesn't mean you want to eat this thing on a scale of 1 to 10. It's a 6, it's an 8. And then the other one on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 5. That's not what Iker and Tofel means. Iker and Tofel in this sense means that your peanut butter that you spread on a cracker, maybe tuna fish that you spread on a cracker. You don't want to eat tuna fish now. Your only purpose is to give flavor to the cracker. It's coming to give flavor to the cracker. That's what it means, Tofel. Shein kavonoso la'ochlo ela bishvil ha'ikr. It's because you're eating the ikr that you're eating the Tofel. So in that case, v'lo yolo is the ikr, lo yoichel klalos ha'tofel. You wouldn't be eating tuna fish now, but you don't want to eat a dry cracker. So you put some tuna fish on it to give it some taste. But you know, you wouldn't sit down and eat a tuna fish salad now. So that's called Iker and Tofel. He gives it. That's really a shikol chiddush because you're still eating food. The classic example he says is you eat something very sharp and then you take something sweet to put in your mouth to take away the bitterness, to take away the sharpness. But chicholas libok, the lechazik libok of dagmaliach herring, otznon. But they are very sharp, or bitter sharp, really. You can even take a piece of bread. You take people in my father's shul, they take, if the davening, take a shot of schnapps, it's always someone's yard site, hey, why not? And then there was a plate of crackers, and they took the crackers. So they always made a mazonos on the cracker. So really, it depends why they're eating the cracker. You know, if they wanted to eat it to have some breakfast,
But if they ate it to take away that sharpness of the schnapps, or even if they don't want to have an empty stomach, you don't want to drink schnapps on an empty stomach, so they quickly ate the cracker too, they really should not have made a bracha. That's what he's saying, it's tofel. That's a different type. Right now we're learning this type. You're doing it because of the ikker. You would not eat the tofel on its own. You're not holding baiting the tofel. You don't want tuna fish now.
You know, what if you don't want the same time?
It doesn't have to be the same time.
Okay, what if you didn't have the tuna, you wouldn't eat the cracker?
What?
If you didn't have the tuna, you wouldn't have eaten the cracker. Is that called on both?
No, that then the tuna might be ikker, and then we have to learn about, does the zonos ever become a tofu?
You wouldn't eat the tuna without the cracker? You wouldn't eat the cracker without the tuna?
If you want both pashtus, you make both brachas. That's why an ice cream cone, this is my strong opinion, I don't know if everybody agrees, ice cream cone or ice cream sandwich, for example, where you mamish want both, then you make both. There is another case where you eat two things that are mixed together, then you follow rope. That's a different type of ikar and tofel, that you follow rope, but that's only if they're mixed together.
Cheerios and milk,
you have to ask either the kid or the adult or the food experts. It's assumed, Ramesha says the whole truth about it, he assumes you're not eating milk, no, you're not, it's not milk. You're drinking the milk because you want to make the cereal more tasty, more possible to chew, want to wash it down. That's not the point. That's exactly the point. You're only eating the milk in order to eat the cereal. And Ramesha says, if you put it in, some people will say that that's the way they drink their morning milk. They want, especially with kids. You want your kids to have a cup of milk in the morning, but they wouldn't drink the milk. So you put it in the cocoa pebbles. So this way they're drinking milk. What?
Making shogash.
So then you would make a shahakol. Rav Moshe talks about an unusual amount of milk. You pour in a lot because you want the milk. And again, you make a shahakol. It's not a tofel anymore. Because it's not only coming to enhance the cereal. It's really coming in its own right as well.
What about Bracha Achrona?
Bracha Achrona follows Bracha Rishona. Meaning if you ate a tofel and you didn't make a bracha on it, then you don't make a bracha achrona either. And if you did, then you do. Okay, if he wants to drink schnapps, we said he ate the kichel. Mavorich rakol ikabal tofel in the tzorich levorich. Lo lefona velo lachrov. Ki nifta bebracha shala ikar. And you don't have to wash if it's bread. If it's bread you're eating to take away the sharpness of the taste of the whiskey, you don't have to wash.
Yes. Filling up your stomach.
Yes. But there is a shiloh, and we'll learn if you eat the tuffle first, maybe you have to make a bracha. All these cases, you're eating the tuffle second. But you take cereal and milk, even if the milk's a tuffle, but let's say you start off, you put in the spoon and you fill the spoon up with milk. And you take milk. So many sheep are told you have to make a bracha on the milk. What?
You only eat the food with medicine. You can't have medicine on
as you
stomach.
You don't make a bracha at all.
Unless
the medicine is sweet. In which case, you'll be making a shakol on the medicine. But otherwise, you don't make a bracha at all. Okay, stop here.